Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
7:45, quarter till 8. Tommy Tucker, WWL, Wednesday morning, February 8th. Maybe some rough weather coming in later tonight as a chance for showers increases to 80%. Dr. Susan Felco joins us now, director at Children's Hospital, who specializes in developmental behavioral pediatrics. And we're going to talk about a recent study and as it relates to the effects of letting infants watch tablets and TV, and what that could be doing to impair their academic achievement and emotional well-being as they get older. Good morning, doctor. How are you?
I am fine. How are you today?
I am well, and the area is lucky to have your family involved with the city. They really are. I'm a big fan of your husband and you, and I think we're lucky to have you. I just wanted to get that out the way. Now, let's talk about, you're welcome, let's talk about this study, because back in the day, I guess parents were parking the kids in front of the TV to kind of keep them busy, moms to get some work done, and now it's tablets. What does the study show?
Well, there have been a couple of studies. There was a recent study that showed that the increased use of screen time during infancy was associated with poor executive functioning. Executive functioning is our ability to organize, plan, shift mental processes, focus attention, remember instructions, very essential to our learning and emotional development. And there was yet another study published in JAMA recently, which is the Journal of American Medical Association, which showed that higher screen time, more than an hour per day at age two, was associated with lower cognitive abilities, particularly communication and something we call daily living skills. There's lots of research in this area, but those are the newest studies.
So they're good at interacting with the electronic device and not so much people, or am I taking a quantum leap there?
Well, it's not just about social skills and interacting with people. These are actually our intellectual skills, our ability to use our working memory, having mental flexibility, our emotional self-control, organization and planning. So it's not just about social skills. It's actually about our higher thinking abilities. There are lower performance on tests having to do with these higher level thinking skills with an increased amount of time just passively viewing screens.
Let me bring the audience here at 504-260-1870, because I know we got a lot of parents listening, and if you have any questions for Dr. Felco, I'll pass them along. Naturally, she can't speak to your child directly, but she can talk about it generally. So is there an optimum amount of time that infants or toddlers should be exposed to screen time?
Well, the American Academy of Pediatrics, which is sort of our governing body in pediatrics, actually does have very strong recommendations in this area. And I just want you to know that 75% of children under two use screens.
Wow.
75% is what the data shows. But the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends no screen time in babies and toddlers less than 18 months, except maybe like a video chat, you know, if you're FaceTiming grandma. None, zero. Okay.
Say that again, doctor, because I think that's worth a rewind.
Well, that, again, no screen time in babies and toddlers less than 18 months, except video chatting.
And the recommendation for that is why?
Well, because there's been data that shows that children really do not learn effectively through screens. So there are these passive babysitters. But what happens is it takes away time that children learn and interact and participate in other activities. So the recommendation is it does your child no good, and actually, according to the newer studies, may actually harm your child when you expose your child to excessive screen time. So they said not necessary. Shouldn't do it less than 18 months.
My child's 26, and I don't remember what I had for lunch yesterday, so it's hard for me to go back and remember exactly when she was two. But the time would be better spent how?
Interacting with your child. There was yet another study that showed that some of these problems are actually mediated or mitigated by actually playing outdoors. So things like socialization was improved, playing outdoors, daily living skills. Even if your child was on screens, if you were also playing with your child outdoors a lot, it seemed to be a mediator with some of the decline in this performance. So there's lots of questions about this. Is it that the screen directly causes damage? Because there is this EEG finding that there's a decrease in your brain function in these areas. Or do these screens actually just sort of substitute the essential back and forth play that is so important to your child's overall development? And it doesn't tell you all of that, but there's lots of theories as to why the screens are a problem. And is it, again, that it's just replacing essential learning? People think that your child is learning from the screen. Well, they say, no, your child really isn't learning nearly as well as if you are directly interacting with your child. Even if it's the same person presenting the same information on a screen versus that same person doing it live.
Wow. Let me take a break. We'll pick it up here. We come back. We're talking to Dr. Susan Filko, director at Children's Hospital, who specializes in developmental behavioral pediatrics. And we're talking about a recent study showing the effects of letting infants watch tablets and TV may be impairing their academic achievement and emotional well-being as they get older. And again, the American Academy of Pediatrics doctor says, how much screen time for 18 months and below?
Zero.
7:51, 9 till 8, traffic now, WWL. 7:56 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Dr. Susan Filko, doctor at Children's Hospital, who specializes in developmental behavioral pediatrics, about a new study showing the effects of infants letting watch tablets and TV could be impairing their academic achievement and emotional well-being as they get older, and the American Academy of Pediatrics recommending no screen time for children that are 18 months and older. A couple of texts coming in here, Doc. I do not let my grandchildren, 19 months and 3 months, watch any electronic devices when they are with me. I don't even use them unless necessary because I don't want them to want to. We play outside, spend time together. Another one says, my grandson has actually used a keyboard on a desktop at 19 months. He's ahead of the curve mentally compared to kids his age. He's an anomaly in his mental development. I know this, as a parent, we all think when our kids are born, they're going to go to Princeton and they're going to cure cancer and everything else. And sometimes our kids are just kids, right? I mean, not everybody's going to be the smartest person in the world. And I think sometimes parents get caught up in that. But I do know that with my daughter, I would never be on the phone when I was driving, not only not to be distracted, but I would constantly talk to her, engage her, point things out. And there is something to be said for that, is there not, Doc?
Absolutely, and I'm so glad you pointed that out, because along with the increased use of screen time that children use, my observation is parents are guilty of this as well. If you watch parents with their children at the park or the playground, or just strolling their children, or in cars, or at the grocery store. Parents are sitting with their smartphones, not engaging with their children. So I think this is just as important as the amount of time the children is on that device is the amount of time the parent is on that device and not interacting and playing with the child.
Doctor, I'm reminded of the fable about a guy that picks up a bag of rocks, and I'm butchering this, but he's throwing them in the water because he's looking for a diamond. He doesn't realize he's got the diamonds all along. And I shake my head when I see parents like that, because they don't realize in a blink of an eye, these kids are be going off to college, and that is the gold right there. And they're missing that time because of some stupid interaction on a phone or game or chat or what have you. And it's like, spend time with your kids. Is it that hard?
I don't think so. And those early, like, pre-academic skills that are sometimes taught on those devices, learning to read as a baby, or learning your alphabet and colors and numbers and all of that, which are fine skills to learn, those are not the foundational skills that are important in very early development. It has to be social and emotional development. And there's a critical time period when those skills are built and reinforced, and that takes social interactions with human beings, not electronic devices.
Thank you, Doctor. I appreciate your time. And my point about thinking our kids are going to be Princeton grads is a lot of times all of that evens out over time.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.